Phase 3, multipolarity. We've often talked about what the multipolar world looks like. And we also have often talked about how we're in that right now. Let me go over it really quickly again for those of you who may have never heard it before, who are new to the channel. A system of multipolarity, in other words, in world governance, increases rivalry in world politics. The reason being that many states of similar strength compete for power and influence. These states are often uncertain of other states' intentions, which increases the probability of military action. Also, the power balance in this type of system is changing constantly as a result of changing alliances. Multipolarity denotes the fundamental power structure in an international system dominated by several large powers and is characterized by the antagonism between these. Okay, so why are we just jumping right off the bat into the multipolar description and so on and so forth? Just today, we have a European Union boss threatening to break up the U.S. in retaliation for Trump Brexit support. Now, just a couple days ago, we had just yesterday, the day of the Brexit, we saw the EU trying to slap a bill of billions of dollars. I can't exactly remember the exact amount, but billions of dollars worth in a bill for an army. We've talked about a European super state before. They wanted to demolish the EU to bring about a European super state. In other words, another superpower would be on the world stage. It would not just be Russia, China, the USA. It would be the European super state, Russia, China, USA, India, Pakistan. You name, there are several large powers right now that are being built. In an extraordinary speech, the EU Commission president said he would push for Ohio and Texas to split from the rest of America if the Republican president does not change his tune and become more supportive of the EU. The remarks are diplomatic dynamite at a time when relations between Washington and Brussels are already strained over Europe's contributions to NATO and the U.S. leaders' open preference for dealing with national governments. They are by far the most outspoken intervention any senior EU figure has made about Mr. Trump and are likely to dismay some European leaders who were hoping to seek a policy of rapprochement with their most important ally. The U.S. and the EU are heading directly for a trade war because Trump has threatened a 100% tariff. Let me rephrase that. The U.S. and EU are in a trade war after Donald Trump threatens 100% tariffs. There we go. America's trade battle with Brussels is set to continue as Donald Trump considers a hike on the price of Perrier mineral water, Vespa motor scooters, and cheese as he hits back over the EU's long-standing ban on hormone-treated American beef. Campaigners across the continent are now rallying to put pressure on the U.S. and European Union to get back around the negotiating table before Mr. Trump's new trade representative, Robert Lighthizer, makes a decision. Rob Dingman, president of the American Motorcyclist Association, warned, "To basically jeopardize an entire industry for leverage is inappropriate. They're going to go and destroy this one industry and hope that's enough to alter the trade preferences on the agricultural side." Chris Pay, a lawyer who represents the Cheese Group Confederation, told the Wall Street Journal, "It is going to hurt the mom-and-pop specialty cheese shops. It could potentially double the prices of cheese that they have to get from their supplier." It comes as U.S. beef producers accuse Brussels of backtracking and say they have failed to keep to their end of a deal sealed in 2009. The World Trade Organization in 1998 ruled an EU ban on imports of U.S. beef violated WTO obligations and ordered a blanket ban. Now, of course, beef and cheese, and can this really all derail an entire world governance system? This is the trade war that we've often talked about as well. Now, coming very soon, in addition to this section or this side of the world trade war, we're going to have a trade war with China, potentially Mexico, Canada, and a couple other countries as well, depending on how and what shakes up with this, of course, administration. Just today, actually, we all need to begin asking the question, is Trump backing down or is the swamp getting to Trump? The administration will now only seek minor adjustments to NAFTA, which is what Trump called the worst trade deal. While the Trump was ablaze on the campaign trail, he stated that NAFTA is a disaster. However, now that the new administration has taken the Oval Office by storm, Trump only seeks to make minor changes to the trade deal. Is Trump cracking? There is pressure from every side and every mainstream news outlet, but until lately, Trump appeared not to be fazed by the left-wing world order. However, we are just over halfway through the first 100 days of the new administration, and it would seem as though the battle has left its scars. The following comes from the Wall Street Journal. According to an administration draft proposal being circulated in Congress by the U.S. Trade Representative's office, the U.S. would keep some of NAFTA's most controversial provisions, including an arbitration panel that lets investors in the three nations circumvent local courts to resolve civil claims. Critics of these panels say they impinge on national sovereignty. The draft reviewed by the Wall Street Journal talks of seeking to improve procedures to resolve disputes rather than eliminating the panels. The U.S. also wouldn't use the NAFTA negotiations to deal with disputes over foreign currency policies or to hit numerical targets for bilateral trade deficits, as some trade hawks have been urging. Later on, the Wall Street Journal spoke with Jeffrey Shute, I think that's how you pronounce his name, who is a trade scholar at the Peterson Institute for International Economics. Jeffrey said the measure reimposing tariffs, called a snapback in a trade language, was also sought by the Clinton administration 24 years ago when it negotiated side deals to NAFTA. According to the Wall Street Journal, there are several echoes of the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, throughout the potential renegotiations of NAFTA. Mr. Shute noted that a number of the proposed negotiating objectives echo provisions and the Trans-Pacific Partnership, a 12-nation trade pact among Pacific Rim countries. Mr. Trump campaigned heavily against the TPP. The president pulled the U.S. from the deal on his first working day in office. Among the TPP-style provisions the U.S. will seek, according to the draft, are protections of digital trade and commerce, tougher intellectual property enforcement, and requirements that state-owned companies operate in a commercial fashion. The Obama administration had hoped to use the TPP to set standards for state-owned firms in the Pacific as a way to influence Chinese behavior. Now, of course, we know how bad the TPP was, but why is it echoing? Why are there mere echoes of the TPP in the new potential renegotiations of NAFTA? That's the real question of it all. And of course, we can see what's really going on with this. Jumping back to the EU, we have the EU basically attacking the US, saying that they're going to threaten to break up the US of A. Good luck. The multi-billion dollar US spy agency you have never heard of. This is going to get kind of interesting because we often talk about the CIA or the NSA, but meet their big brother. On a heavily protected military base some 15 miles south of Washington, D.C., sits the massive headquarters of a spy agency few know exists. Even Barack Obama, 5 months into his presidency, seemed not to have recognized its name. While shaking hands at a Five Guys hamburger restaurant in Washington in May 2009, he asked a customer seated at a table about his job. "What do you do?" the president inquired. "I work at NGA, National Geospatial Intelligence Agency," the man answered. Obama appeared dumbfounded. "So explain to me exactly what this National Geospatial," he said, unable to finish the name. 8 years after the videotape aired, the NGA remains by far the most shadowy member of the Big Five spy agencies, which include the CIA and the National Security Agency. So we've actually covered the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency before. If you guys remember back to Jade Helm, 2015, that is what it was all about. It was about this agency, the mapping the human domain, mapping, geospatial mapping. That's what it was about. They basically are a spy agency that's about pictures, where the NSA is about voice and, of course, like text messages and some internet traffic and stuff like that. This agency is one of the most well-hidden, let's put it that way. The eye in the sky, if you would. So what all don't we know about this agency as of right now? Have they used this agency on U.S. soil?
Yes, they already have. And they say the concern is growing that technology that they previously have used abroad is now being used here in the U.S. And that's what they're most worried about now. So as of 2015, no federal statutory limitations existed to control aerial spying domestically. In 2016, Baltimore police began using drones to conduct secretive spy-in-the-sky surveillance of area residents.
How much are we actually talking about here? Like, how big of an area can they cover with one drone, I guess?
According to this article, it says 15 square miles at a time.
15 square miles. And what is it, like a billion pixels? So take your phone, your iPhone or your Android or whatever phone you have. Basically, your phone has roughly a range of 10 to 20 megapixels. This camera in the sky has over a billion pixels. That's incredible. The resolution would be unimaginable. And what they were saying is that from miles in the sky up above us, it can zoom all the way down onto a stick of butter on a plate. That's how high def these cameras are, from miles away. That is freaky technology, covering up to 15 miles at a time.
And it just makes you wonder, why? Why would you even want this?
Why would you want to record all of that human traffic? Why? It doesn't make any sense.
There's something huge behind this, and once people start waking up and seeing, like, why would they do this?
Yeah. It was basically designed, I guess, for the Middle East and other countries, but now they're going to start using it on the U.S., and they're, I guess, concerned about Donald Trump unleashing this agency to use it on U.S. soil.
Right. They said in one article that he might be interested in watching mosques and, you know, looking at who is attending.
Right. I mean, I don't know if that's going to be what happens or not, but still, you have unmanned aircraft systems, or the UAS, are basically drones, miles in the sky, that can watch cities. And we've already had the Baltimore police using this once.
Right.
How many other times have they used it that we don't know about? It's a real question. I mean, this is creepy on a whole nother level.
It is. Welcome to 1984.
1984, exactly. On the home front, some seriously good news. House Republicans are taking aim at the Environmental Protection Agency, targeting the way officials use science to develop new regulations. A bill approved Wednesday by the GOP-controlled House would require that data used to support new regulations to protect human health and the environment be released to the public. Now, of course, Democrats are freaking out. Oh my goodness, the days of trust me science are over. That's some seriously good news. Finally, we're going to be able to see all of the data, hopefully, all of the data that, of course, the EPA sees and, you know, well, we made this decision. Trust us, we're the EPA. Trust us, we're scientists. We know all. Well, according to Lamar Smith of Texas, the days of trust me, science, are over. That is seriously good news, because we know the special interest groups that are involved in the EPA. We know a lot of the special interest groups involved with climate change, the UN, the Club of Rome, and so on and so forth, you name it. We've been covering it lately, especially on our website, christiantruther.com, and of course, in the exclusive section. North Korea. Former soldier says 60% of the North Korean military training is ideological brainwashing. Today is the second part of our interview with Kim Hun, who has had decades of military experience in North Korea and is with us to offer his testimony on human rights abuses inside the country. At what age do people usually enter the military in North Korea? When North Koreans graduate middle school, the American equivalent of a combined middle school and high school, they are around 17 or 18. Immediately after graduation, they are enlisted. I entered into when I was 18 and was discharged, when I was 45. That's how long. I served as an officer for 25 years. Normal soldiers serve a mandatory 10 years. if they are male and 6 years if they are a female. What kind of education and training do the new recruits receive? North Korean soldiers, whether Air Force, Army, or Navy, all receive the same education. Military training takes up to about 40% of the time, and the remaining 60% is spent on Kim Jong-un-ist-illist ideology. I just couldn't pronounce it. Of course, they're trying to say it's a slang term. Look, the Kim Jong-un is equivalent to a god in their ideology. They're taught this. Now, of course, not necessarily to that extent, but they are taught brainwashing tactics to where they must serve the ruler. There is no other way but serving the ruler. The education basically aims to turn North Korean soldiers into loyal bullets and bombs for Kim Second Sung and Kim Jong the Second. They really step up the ideological training. What does the ideological education consist of? We're taught to obey only Kim the Second Sung or Kim Jong the Second and Kim Jong-un. Whatever they order must be done, no matter how dangerous. We're taught to have a sacrificial mentality in the service of the Kim family. They stress that the Kim the Second Sung founded the nation and Kim Jong-un succeeded him and developed the country. They are responsible for our happiness, we are told. Without them, we are nothing. So we are taught to obey their every command and protect the regime. How terrible. How absolutely terrible. Will Japan launch preemptive strikes against North Korea? Japanese lawmakers are working on a resolution that allows them to launch a preemptive strike on North Korea. North Korea has really been making waves in the news recently with threats to attack South Korea, Japan, and even the U.S. These targeted countries have been cooperating with each other to form a counterattack strategy if war breaks out. Japan's current constitution, formed by the U.S. after World War II, prevents them from attacking countries first. They can only attack another country if they are attacked first. It would require a change in their constitution to allow them to have first strike capabilities. The country has been preparing for an attack with evacuation drills for civilians. North Korea has promised to do another nuclear test. And of course, stay tuned for more updates on the North Korean crisis. But however, are they going to change their constitution so they can go to war with North Korea? I just read you a former soldier's perspective on the military ideological brainwashing that goes on in North Korea. Now, there are several minute points or takeaway points that you could gather from the North Korean ideological brainwashing breakdown that are similar to the education system of the USA, especially science. So just yesterday, we covered how David Daldian is basically facing 15 felony charges for catching Planned Parenthood in the act of committing atrocities.
And giving us the proof that we needed.
Right.
To prove that
they're... Over and over again, giving us so much proof, so much video evidence. Mm-hmm. And of course, he's going to be going to jail. Unless something gets done. Yeah, I know. Unless something gets done. But anyways, some good news in this arena of Planned Parenthood versus unborn children. With Vice President Pence breaking the tie, Senate moves against Planned Parenthood. Vice President Pence cast a tie-breaking Senate vote Thursday to advance legislation that would allow states to withhold federal funds from Planned Parenthood and other health care providers that perform abortions. The Senate, after a procedural vote, will now proceed to measure that would dismiss an Obama-era rule, banning states from denying federal funds to such organizations. Pence's vote was needed for the Senate to agree to bring the resolution to the floor. Republicans Susan Collins of Maine and Lisa of Alaska broke with their party voting against the measure. Now, of course, this is going to be really good. Finally, there's a chance again to shut down Planned Parenthood.
In certain states, that's really good news.
Seriously, I mean, how many millions of unborn children are murdered each year?
Finally, a breakthrough.
A breakthrough, that's a great way to call it. But wait, there's more.
So, on the topic of Planned Parenthood, most of you probably already saw what was released yesterday from the Center for Medical Progress. The video of the Planned Parenthood official who,
oh my,
you know, that was
used
disgusting.
Her bicep.
This is disgusting. Oh, it was appalling.
Right.
Appalling.
Exactly.
So the Blaze just reported 2 hours ago, new Planned Parenthood clinic uses Starbucks vibe so visitors can experience it communally.
Why is it that this is, I just don't understand. I don't understand exactly why in the world they're trying to treat this place almost like a coffee shop. And that's a great way to bring people in with that vibe, if you would.
It's disgusting. And you can go through and see the pictures. They're just kind of making it look like
a coffee shop.
It does look, or a school, maybe like an area where you can sit and have.
So here's your coffee, and while you're at it, why don't you kill your kid? I mean, this is ridiculous.
Didn't we see last year in those videos that they would go up to the pregnant mothers and try and convince them to give the tissue?
Yeah.
So maybe that's why they would create something so
atrocious.
Disgusting. But when you look at this, they're even saying, oh, we can use the cactus for protection in case of an attack.
Oh, my goodness.
It's
absurd.
It shows their absurd mindset.
It really is absurd. But at this point, you have to recognize that these people think that they're untouchable. How many scandals have to come out about this, that they're selling baby tissue or that the babies are coming out alive? I mean, how many scandals actually have to come out before people really wake up and realize that something's wrong with this agency? They're murdering children. Literally, murdering children, and they're getting away with it. They're getting away with murder, for crying out loud. I mean, the level of disgust. I just can't even imagine this, but they've even got a full kitchen in this place. The kitchen is located on a secure upper level of the building, reserved just for staff. The evidence of what is going on and what time period we are living in America right now is beyond, I mean, it's totally evident. These people are getting away with murder while fine dining at the upstairs restaurant. I mean, this is insanity. So just yesterday, we covered how David Daldean is basically facing 15 felony charges for catching Planned Parenthood in the act of committing atrocities.
And giving us the proof that we needed.
Right.
To prove that
over and over again, giving us so much proof, so much video evidence. Mm-hmm. And of course, he's going to be going to jail. Unless something gets done. Yeah, I know. Unless something gets done. But anyways, some good news in this arena of Planned Parenthood versus unborn children. With Vice President Pence breaking the tie, Senate moves against Planned Parenthood. Vice President Pence cast a tie-breaking Senate vote Thursday to advance legislation that would allow states to withhold federal funds from Planned Parenthood and other health care providers that perform abortions. The Senate, after a procedural vote, will now proceed to measure that would dismiss an Obama-era rule, banning states from denying federal funds to such organizations. Pence's vote was needed for the Senate to agree to bring the resolution to the floor. Republicans Susan Collins of Maine and Lisa of Alaska broke with their party voting against the measure. Now, of course, this is going to be really good. Finally, there's a chance again to shut down Planned Parenthood.
In certain states, that's really good news.
Seriously, I mean, how many millions of unborn children are murdered each year?
Finally, a breakthrough.
A breakthrough. That's a great way to call it. But wait, there's more.
So on the topic of Planned Parenthood, most of you probably already saw what was released yesterday from the Center for Medical Progress. The video of the Planned Parenthood official who...
Yeah. Oh my.
You know, that was
used
disgusting.
Used her bicep.
This is disgusting. Oh, it was appalling.
Right, appalling. Exactly.
So the Blaze just reported 2 hours ago, new Planned Parenthood clinic uses Starbucks vibe so visitors can experience it communally.
Why is it that this is... I just don't understand. I don't understand exactly why in the world they're trying to treat this place almost like a coffee shop. And that's a great way to bring people in with that vibe, if you would.
It's disgusting. And you can go through and see the pictures. They're just kind of making it look like
A coffee shop.
It does look, I mean, it, or a school, maybe like an area where you can sit and have.
So here's your coffee, and while you're at it, why don't you kill your kid? I mean, this is ridiculous.
Didn't we see last year in those videos that they would go up to the pregnant mothers and try and convince them to give the tissue?
Yeah.
So maybe that's why they would create something so
atrocious.
Disgusting. But when you look at this, they're even saying, oh, we can use the cactus for protection in case of an attack.
Oh, my goodness.
Just,
I mean, it's absurd.
It shows their absurd mindset.
It really is absurd. But at this point, you have to recognize that these people think that they're untouchable. How many scandals have to come out about this, that they're selling baby tissue or that the babies are coming out alive? I mean, how many scandals actually have to come out before people really wake up and realize that something's wrong with this agency? They're murdering children. Literally, murdering children, and they're getting away with it. They're getting away with murder. For crying out loud. I mean, the level of disgust. I just can't even imagine this, but they've even got a full kitchen in this place. The kitchen is located on a secure upper level of the building, reserved just for staff. The evidence of what is going on and what time period we are living in America right now is beyond. I mean, it's totally evident. These people are getting away with murder while fine dining at the upstairs restaurant. I mean, this is insanity.
Lesbian couple, both pregnant with boys, plan to raise feminist men. March 29th, 2017, LifeSite News. American pop culture and the media continue their ubiquitous mainstreaming of all things LGBTQ. As Red Book magazine champions a lesbian couple in which both partners are pregnant. Celebrity Hollywood makeup artist Toby Fleischman and lesbian wife Lindsay Lanicalt have used Instagram to show off their dual pregnancies. Both babies were artificially conceived using the same sperm donor, according to a Pop Sugar story on the two women. An Instagram post last month showed her and Lanicalt with baby bumps. As is typical, most in social media cheered the lesbians on. Many of the comments responding to Fleischman's Instagram post and their situation is cute and offered congratulations to the homosexual couple. Fleischman and Lanicalt had to adjust to finding out that they were having boys, but they pledged to raise the boys to become feminists. Pop Sugar reports the couple were very confident with the idea of raising strong women because they themselves are strong women, but men? This is a challenge they admit they didn't initially think through. We have this huge responsibility to raise respectful, compassionate, feminist men, Fleischman says. Fatherlessness is not cute. The two critics of the LGBTQ activist agenda with deep experience in homosexuality offered a starkly different take on the dual lesbian pregnancies. Wall, who said she was involved in 3 or 4 serious lesbian relationships herself, said it seemed that homosexual partners treated their child like it's a toy. Children need a mom and a dad, a man and a woman, to teach them the balance of nature, she said, adding that creating a child by design without a dad is just plain wrong. It is absolutely wrong. And when you think about it, this is exactly what they're trying to do with the agenda of removing all masculine figures and just implementing this feminine figure, worshiping the Mother Mary and going into just goddess worship. They do this to worship the earth and all other things. And it goes back to really physical manifestations like this, where children are being born now to only mothers. They're cutting out the need of having a father. It's just an all-out attack on masculinity. Moving on, Israel slashes UN funding by $2 million because of discrimination. Israel announced Wednesday that it would slash $2 million in funding for the United Nations because of recent anti-Israel votes at the world body. The Israeli Foreign Ministry said in a statement that the obsessional discrimination against Israel on the part of the United Nations and its agencies was the reason for the cut. It said that instead of sending the money to the UN, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu had decided to allocate the $2 million to international aid and to investment in developing countries which support Israel in international bodies. Earlier this month, the Trump administration planned to do the exact same thing, slashing funding for the UN. Apple and Facebook are serious about augmented reality glasses, according to new report. A new report brings back the speculation that Apple is working on a pair of augmented reality glasses and paints Facebook as a direct competitor. According to Financial Times, Apple and Facebook have stepped up their efforts to develop augmented reality glasses. Previously, Apple's AR efforts were linked to the iPhone, and Facebook seemed occupied with the virtual reality capabilities of Oculus. But now, both tech giants are eager to create an AR wearable, according to the report. So, for those of you that don't know, augmented reality is just basically a virtual world that's layered on top of the physical world. So, with this, they're going to be able to wear these glasses just around wherever they're going and see things in a virtual world layered on top of ours. This is truly insane because it gets into these, this is really end time technology. They're walking around seeing a world that doesn't exist. They're living in a false reality. And what happens when this advances? They'll advance it into a thing that you can actually insert into your brain. You don't even have to wear the glasses anymore to be in this fake reality, to be linked up and be able to speak to people through your own brain, according to Mark Zuckerberg. And now Elon Musk has jumped onto this, saying that he's going to create the world's first neural lace.
So in the 1950s, there was a lot of death, especially in Ireland. A mass grave of babies and children was discovered at Tuam Care Home in Ireland, a Catholic location. Excavations at the site of home for unmarried mothers and their children, where it is alleged that up to 800 children died. They've uncovered human remains. A mass grave containing the remains of babies and children has been discovered at a former Catholic care home in Ireland, where it has been alleged that up to 1,800 died, government-appointed investigators said on Friday. This was posted back in, at the beginning of March. Excavations at the site of the former Bon Secours mother and baby home in Tuam, County Galway, have uncovered an underground structure divided into 20 chambers, containing significant quantities of human remains. The judge-led Mother and Baby Homes Commission said. The commission said analysis of selected remains revealed ages of the deceased ranged from 35 weeks to 3 years old. It found that the dead had been mostly buried in the 1950s, when the facility was one of more than a dozen in Ireland, offering shelter to orphans, unmarried mothers, and their children. The Tuam home closed in 1961. Now, as to exactly what took place there, it's still up in the air. Obviously, 800 children, or up to 800 children is, that's atrocious. In as little as 10 years. 11 years, excuse me. The real question, of course, is what in the world was going on there?
It sounds like a ritual site.
That's exactly what I was thinking. It sounds exactly like a ritual site.
Especially since it's combined with the Catholic Church.
And we know the rituals in the, of course, of the Catholic Church. We know what they do there. Mm-hmm. We've exposed it many times over.
Even the fact that they have a telescope in Arizona named Lucifer.
Yeah, that should, that adds a lot of weight to it, exactly what goes on with the Catholic Church. If you're a Catholic, you really need to seek a relationship with Jesus Christ. You don't need a pope. Especially one that is a communist. The discovery confirms decades of suspicions that the vast majority of children who died at the home were interred on the site in unmarked graves. Now, apparently, bones were uncovered by children who were playing. Here's where it actually says it. Everything pointed to this area being a mass grave, Corliss previously told The Guardian. She recalled how boys playing in the field had reported seeing a pile of bones in a hidden underground chamber there in the mid-1970s.
That reminds me of that rabbit hole that they found. Where was that?
I think it was in England, in Shropshire. They found a Knights of Templar cave or a chamber
underground. Where they were performing rituals or
yeah,
what?
Where they were performing like literal rituals, which of course we know that the Knights of Templar is tied directly to the Catholic Church. Here's one of the articles on the Shropshire Knights of Templar case. An apparently ordinary rabbit's hole in a farmer's field leads to an underground sanctuary said to have been used by devotees of a medieval religious order, which we know is still in existence today. But is everything what it seems? According to local legend, the caves near Shifnal in Shropshire were used by followers of the Knights of Templar in the 17th century. And of course, they're still in use today for black magic and sorts of ritual practice today, let's put it that way. It just makes you wonder, what in the world is was this site actually used for? Now, of course, they're saying it was just, the babies that they were dying.
Yeah, they want to cover it up. Of course, they want to say, well, there were so many baby deaths at this time, we just, you know,
we didn't
had
know what to
mass
do.
Graves.
Yeah. Had mass graves that were unmarked, and of course, they only had two actual death certificates with this. So up to 800 children and only two death certificates. That means there's signs of a cover-up or something going on.
A definite cover-up.
I mean, there are so many mass graves that we still do not know about. And a lot of them are tied to the Catholic Church. It's disgusting.
So, sorry we're leaving off on a terribly sad article, but we just want to say thank you so much for watching, and God bless you. We're praying for every last one of you.
Make sure you go to christiantruther.com to get all the latest information. And of course, we post all day long, especially on the website, so make sure you go there and check out all of our posts. Also, if you want to be updated once daily in your email inbox, go to the first comment, right, and click the little URL that we've posted. That is a link to an email subscribe list from us, so we can remove the hands of Google from sending you notifications when we post an update. Now, of course, also, if you can and you want to support us, make sure you go to christiantruther.com/info so you can become an unlimited member of our website. God bless you and carry on.